It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lacaparral County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lacaparral County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And let's say good morning to Josh Benega, Lacaparral Veteran Service Officer. How are you doing there, Josh?
Doing pretty good. You look a little tanner than you were.
Oh, yeah. I was out in the sun for all of about a half an hour. I went to Florida for a couple of days last week. I was indoors most of the time, but I did manage to sneak out once in a while and enjoy 80 degrees and sunshine.
Indoors is where the air conditioning is.
That's true. But 80 and sunny was both days I was down there. So can't beat that. Well,
nope.
You guys had zero visibility up here. So
nope. And a blizzard.
And a blizzard. That's right. But it is what it is.
It is what it is.
Not so bad today. A little foggy maybe, but you got the day off today.
Yeah, it's due to President's Day. Right. County offices are closed today. We'll be back open on Tuesday.
All right. And the county offices, banks, post office, a variety of businesses are closed today. So kind of maybe call ahead before you venture out any distance to do some business today.
And please watch at least one documentary on a president or a president's service.
Yep. I see up at the home they're doing presidential trivia, for example. So, you know, do something like that. So
exactly.
Learn about the presidents. I got a good, one of the channels or history channels running a good program on George Washington.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to watching that, actually.
That's pretty good. So.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's salute a veteran here today.
Of course. Today we're saluting Private Ellsworth Charles Johnson. Ellsworth was born on May 19th, 1921 in Fulda and passed away on March 23rd, 2007. Some of you may know Ellsworth. He was the manager of the Revillo Grain Elevator from 1963 to 1987. He entered active duty on May 11th, 1945, at Fort Snelling in the United States Army and was honorably discharged 6 months and 3 days later at Fort Ord, California. I was actually out in the Fort Ord area for a year and a half. Fort Ord was closed by that time, but it was known as Ord Military Community, where all the students of the Defense Language Institute, where I was stationed, lived with their spouses and families. Beautiful area. I'd go back there in a heartbeat. Anyways, he was a fire control instrument operator out of Fort Ord. Some medals and ribbons that he earned were the World War II Victory Medal. He was a marksman with the M1 carbine and received a lapel button for honorable service. So we thank you, Ellsworth, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
Very good. And every day is Veterans Day at your office.
Especially in my office.
Well, let's talk about our topic at hand today. The VFW has launched a campaign to showcase veterans still serving.
Still serving. Press release came out on VFW's website on February 11th saying that the VFW is proud to launch Still Serving, which is a campaign to bring attention to and honor the continued commitment and sacrifice of America's veterans. Men and women who bravely defend our nation often continue to selflessly serve their communities and country in ways beyond their military service. As exampled, the local service organizations. The awareness campaign showcases how veterans continue a life of service and how their ongoing contributions are positively impacting our society. Rarely do I see something in the paper that is not sponsored by the VFW, Local Post 1656.
Yep, they're good about sponsoring all kinds of things.
Yep, absolutely, and so are all the other organizations. I'm just saying that as an example because we're, half a block from the VFW here.
Right.
Building on a legacy of service that spans more than a century, Still Serving represents the heart of the VFW and its members and conveys what today's VFW embodies. The VFW encourages all veterans to share stories on social media using Still Serving. It's hashtag Still Serving. I haven't quite gotten into that yet, to show how they continue to answer the call to serve in ways big and small. In addition, family or friends are asked to use Still Serving in social media to post to honor a veteran in their lives who believes the spirit of service transcends military life. So the VFW urges Americans to visit vfw.org/stillserving to learn more about the campaign, make a shareable image honoring veterans and their lives, watching videos of VFW members making a difference, and see a collection of user-generated content. VFW offers veterans a place to share in the camaraderie formed through military service and continue to positively impact society. I need more coffee this morning. VFW members have created a foundation of service throughout the history of their organization. That legacy is now attracting a new generation of members who want to carry the torch forward. They know that their veterans in cities and towns around the globe deserve recognition and respect. Still serving is one way to offer appreciation for the large and small ways veterans, including VFW members, continue to make a positive impact. So VFW is, basically recognizing its own members for, still providing public service to their community despite they hung up their uniforms.
All right. Then you got guys like Carlisle Larson in town here, about 94 and still active.
Still plays taps at most funerals in the area.
Active in the Kiwanis and the VFW.
Very active.
All of that. So, a lot of guys set a pretty good example for the rest of us.
That's right. And I'm life members of VFW, Disabled American Veterans, Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America. I'm a member of the American Legion. I belong to a lot of things.
Yeah. Well, that's a good thing.
Yep. Keeps me out of trouble.
That's true. Gives you something to do. You're never bored that way.
That's right. More information on, can be found on VFW's website, which is vfw.org, and there might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
And what is that number, Josh?
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website, minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office, albeit we are closed today, but we'll be back open on Tuesday. The lower level of the courthouse in Madison here, and you reach us by phone at 598-3445.
Okay. That was kind of interesting here. I just brought up the story because I happened to see in the news that Donald Stratton, a sailor severely burned while aboard the doomed USS Arizona during the attack on Pearl Harbor, died on Saturday. He was 97, and that leaves only two survivors of the battleship still alive. That's Lou Conter and Ken Potts, their names are. So, we're kind of losing a lot of the old guard.
The greatest generation.
That's right. And he was 97. I saw they were flying the flag at half-staff there over the Arizona Memorial, which I would encourage people to see if they haven't had a chance to do that.
That's on my bucket list.
Yep. Quite pretty moving experience, I'll tell you.
I bet.
All right. Well, Josh, as we said, you got the day off today, but you'll be back in the office again on
Tuesday.
Tomorrow. And we'll be back on the radio again next week.
Yes, sounds good.
All right. That's Josh Benega, Lac Parle Veteran Service Officer, with us today. Vets Info on the Air here on Q92. Thanks for tuning in.
Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW, Lac Parle County Post 1656, and Dawson VFW, Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.